98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. That's American-owned and American-dreamed Brooklyn Betting.
Cardinals are on the field doing some little hurdles, doing some jogging, doing a little special teams work. Maloney and Minch are in the Auction Community Studios. Maloney's going to run Rush Hour Reboot while we sit in the Dave Pass press box. Or should I say the Dave Pass play-by-play booth?
Yes, they had Pash Pod or something.
Yeah, Pash Pod play-by-play position.
Press box.
Yeah. There you go.
The
go
Suns
for Maloney.
Are running it back with the point guard as CP3 agreed to stay in Phoenix, securing a four-year deal that could be worth up to $120 million. Here's ESPN's Kendrick Perkins.
Signing this deal was a huge thing for the Phoenix Suns because now they got their captain back, they have their floor general back, they have their leader back. So I think it's a both win. It's a both parties won in this situation for us, Chris Paul getting signed back.
Your reaction.
Oh, yeah, he's right. And more than just both parties. Fans won. Us in the media won because we feel like we've got another postseason to cover. And we won because Devin Booker is going to be happier. And whatever rumors are out there, he'll want to stay. And potential free agents in the future will actually consider coming to the Suns because Robert Sarver really stuck his neck out and shows that maybe he's willing to change the reputation he had earned over the last 10 years.
What a great day to be a Phoenix Suns fan, seriously. I can't get over that right there. Chris Paul agreeing to the four-year contract up to $120 million. Chris Paul wants to finish his career as a Phoenix Sun. That, to me, is incredible. It truly is. And the Suns, you know what? Hey, there's a symbiotic relationship that is formed between this organization and Chris Paul. To me, just the fact he's going to finish his career here, that says an awful lot, and I love that.
Backup point guard Cam Payne has agreed to re-up with the Phoenix Suns on a three-year $19 million deal. The Suns and free agent center JaVale McGee have also reportedly agreed to a one-year contract worth $5 million. Here's Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports.
Phoenix Suns, they're all in. They're trying to shore this thing up and trying to make sure that last season was not just a fluke of a year. They want to go out there and prove that they're a legitimate championship contending team. And so the first part was shoring up Chris Paul. They got Cameron Payne. There's some other guys they're going after as well. I might as well throw out there also looking at JaVale McGee. Mm.
Our Sanderson Ford poll question is up now at ArizonaSports.com, and it asks, after the Suns' reported signings in free agency, how far do you think they'll make it in the playoffs? Your choices? NBA Finals? Western Conference Finals? First or second round exit?
I have absolutely no idea. Where's Kawhi Leonard going to play? Can we know that before we guess? Are you 100% sure Damian Lillard's a member of the Portland Trailblazers when the season starts? How is the Westbrook Lakers going to look? I got too many questions to come anywhere near answering that. But for the first time in a long time, we can stand on the table and say we 100% expect the Suns to go to the playoffs, and we can say that with the utmost certainty for the first time in 11 years.
This I can say with certitude, Basinonians. I think the Phoenix Suns are going to be better than they were last year. I think they're going to be better than they were last year. I think DeAndre Ayton is going to be... He's going to come along, and he's going to improve his game. He's going to be better than he was last year. I think Mikal Bridges, the experience of going through a real postseason, going through the melee that the Phoenix Suns did, I think Mikal Bridges is going to be better off for it. I think Cam Johnson is going to be better for it. I do. I think their game is going to improve. Not only the knowledge of the game, but their game physically on the court is going to improve because of the confidence that they're going to be able to throw out there. The fact that they were two wins away from an NBA championship, two wins away, campaign is going to be better because of it. It's the fact they're bringing back the guys that really grew together and developed as a team. They're going to be better individually and better collectively, and I do love the addition of JaVale McGee.
So 59% say first or second round exit, 21% say Western Conference Finals, and then 19% say NBA Finals. So Cardinals wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins spoke with the media yesterday and discussed what he expects from the Cardinals offense and how Kyler Murray has grown going into year three.
A lot of growth. I would say the biggest thing is just him communicating with us outside of football and just trying to get to know his teammates.
Your thoughts on this?
I love that moment. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins went into the press conference thinking, I have got to either dispel a rumor or make sure everybody knows things are getting better on a front where Kyler's been criticized. I think he's just speaking from the heart. This is what's going on. It just so happens, whether it's fair or not, a lot of us in the media, I think some of you as fans, question Kyler's off-season relationships and whether or not he's able to build up a communication repertoire with guys to really speak to them so that they listen and want to listen during the season. And to hear that being the first compliment out of D-Hop's mouth, that gets you excited.
I think of J.J. Watt when I listened to D-Hop right there. J.J. Watt, remember J.J. Watt was talking about getting to know his teammates. Mm-hmm. Getting to know his teammates before he could actually feel like he could then lead and do it properly. He's so right on the money right there. You don't know how certain guys are going to respond. Some guys you need to get in their face. Some guys you need to be able to give a little bit of sugar, whatever it may be. And I think you get to know your teammate when you reach out. And I think that's what D-Hop is probably alluding to, the fact that Kyler Murray has done that. He's been intentional trying to reach out to his teammate and get to know his teammate a little bit more. That is huge going forward because now – it gives you a better idea as to how you have to lead.